Back on the Mishnah had said on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein Madlikin Beitron Mipnei Kvoid HaShabbos. Zog the Gemara, My Taime, what does that mean, Mipnei Kvoid HaShabbos? Omar Rove, Mipnei Sherei Choy Ra, Gzeira Shema Yanichena V'yeitze. A Gzeira, since it has a bad reyach, so he won't, in the middle of the Suda, he'll leave the room that the Itron is burning, and he'll go out of that room, he'll eat in the dark. Omer Le'Abaye V'yeitze. So let him go out. What's the problem? Omalei, so Rava answered him, Shani Omer, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Choyva. I hold Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Choyva. How did Abaye learn Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? Perhaps he learned Pshat B'Bnei HaKovid. Stamazai, it's not a Kovid Shabbos, that it should be burning adovo sharei chayra. And Rove said a pesanup shat. Dizegzeire shema yanichenu v'yeitze. So Abaye asked, let us see Rashi, v'yeitze ma'ich peslon. If it doesn't bother you, the reyach, the only thing that is bothering you, he'll leave the room, so ma'ich peslon. So he answered him, chayva, I hold, Hadlokes ner b'Shabbos choive. Kovid Shabbosu. I hold that is a Kovid Shabbos. She'ein sude cheshuva elo b'mokaim oir. Ke'ein yemome b'peirik basre diyume. So Rashi is telling us in Rove a new pshat, a new reason that one has to have neiris. It is a Kovid Shabbos. That Be'emison, Rabbi Shmuel said the word Mipnei Kvoid HaShabbos. But Rashi explains what is the Kvoid HaShabbos. That you have to have a Suda Cheshuva. That as the Kovid of Shabbos, you need a Cheshivas in the Suda, and the Rashi brings a Gemara in Yume, that a Suda Cheshuva is Ela B'Mokaim Oir Ke'ein Yemomen. It has to be The Suda has to be very well illuminated. Rashi and Yuma says you need an avuke. One ner is not sufficient to make it ke'en yemome. Rava was machadish. There's a new inyan of kvoid Shabbos. And on that is an inyan of a gzeire. This is a chayva. This inyan that this is a chayva that the Suda has to be a Suda chshuva. And they were geyser, that if he'll have itron, so he won't have chsudach shuve. So they were geyser because of this chayva of kovei Shabbos. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Let us go a little further. The Omar Rav Nachman bar Rav Zavde, the Omri lo Omar Rav Nachman bar Rav, Omar Rav, Hadlokes ner b'Shabbos choyva. Hadlokes ner b'Shabbos is a choyv. Rechitzas yodayim v'raglayim v'chamim arves rishus. To wash the hands and feet with chamim, this is a rishus. Va'ani yoimer mitzvah. And I hold it's more than a rishus, it's a mitzvah. My mitzvah, what kind of a mitzvah? The Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kacho yom minhogei shor Rav Yehuda bar Iloi erev Shabbos mevin loy areva meleya chamin. They brought him a container full of water, full of hot water, bereichitz ponov yodo beraglov umisatei v'yoyshev besadinim ametzuyotzim v'doyim lemalach Hashem tzvokis. So we see the mitzvah is also not a mitzvah gemure, because he brings down Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, kachol yomin hogei shel Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. It's an inyan. It's not a mitzvah, it's an inyan to be roichetz b'chamen. So this is a mitzvah, and ner adlokis ner b'shabes choyva. Rashi, rechitzes yodayim v'raglayim arvis leil Shabbos, Besadinim amitsuyotzim, sadinim shel pishton. He wore a beged that was made out of linen. Ubehen tzitzis shel tcheles. And there was tzitzis which were tcheles, they had the color of tcheles, and tcheles is made out of wool. And so it's kloim, nechatnis, elishamuter min hatoire, the darshin in smuchim leisilba shatnes gdilim tasa lecha. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Hadlokes ner b'shabes choiva, peirish b'mokim sude. That's what he was machadish. He was machadish. Abaye also knew that there's a mitzvah b'adlokes neiris, but he was machadish that you have to have a ner burning b'mokim sude. The chayvu sheyisayid b'mokim haner. There's a chayv that he should be sayid b'mokim haner, and Taisva seems to say a different reason. Mishum oynik. Als oynik Shabbos. Avo meadlokis ner gufa lehava porich Abaye. Abaye also knew that there's a mitzvah of adlokis neiris. The pshita the chayvu, the snan al gimel averis, Noshim meisis, al sheinim zehirais badlokis aner. So the Iker is chosom in a sefer, not that Rova was machadish that it's a choyva. Abaye also knew it's a choyva. Though the shaila is, if there is a choyv to eat b'mokim haner. Abaye held there's no such choyv. And they were machadish, and Rava was machadish, that there's a chayv als oynik Shabbos. So the Beis Halevi says, in Simen Yud Aleph, that bepashtus you could learn the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava is in what the inyan of adlokes ner is. Abaye held is an inyan als kovet Shabbos. It is a covet to be madlik, the neiris, the covet Shabbos. It's just like there's an inyan of kabduas Hashem b'urim, to be madlik neiris in a beis haknesses, is a covet beis haknesses. There's an inyan yom kippur, where madlik neiris, lefnei Hashem b'chubet. There's an inyan of adlokis neiris als covet. And so covet, so if you are madlik the neiris, that's sufficient. If a person does not want to stay in the room because the odor is bothering him, so let him go out. You make a gzeira yet also. It's apostle to be used for adlokas neiris, gzeira shemo yanichenevi. So let him go out. The mitzvah of adlokas neiris, it was mekayim. In Rava was mechadish, there's another din of adlokas neiris. There's a din of adlokas neiris of oynik Shabbos. That one has to see the mitzvah of kovid, one is mekayim before Shabbos. Don't forget that is the pula to be manlik before Shabbos. The mitzvah of oynik Shabbos is in Shabbos, he has to see that there's oynik. So memele, if there's a ner that will not be able to derive oynik from this ner, so that's a posel in ner. L'chayre, that is the machlokes Abaye in Rove. Now let us see the next Taisvah. Chayva. So Taisvah says, Legabe rechitzes yodayim, let us see the Bach's girse. Legabe rechitzes yodayim v'raglayim v'chamim. That what he calls it chayva is his, chayva is relative. Legabe rechitzes yodayim v'raglayim v'chamim. Loi havi kol kach mitzvah, it is not such a big mitzvah. Even v'ani oimer mitzvah also means it's a minig. It was a minig of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. But it wasn't a mitzvah gemure. Kori lei chayves, that's why he called it chayve. He wanted to underline to be madgish that this is a greater chiyuv than rechitzas yadayim raglaim. So that's why he called it chayve. Umayim achroinim kori lechayve. We see the Gemara differentiates between the mayim rishonim and mayim achroinim. Mayim rishonim is a mitzvah. Umayim achroinim kori lechayve. So there the chayve is not alts mitzvah, no mishum sakone, the melach sdoimis. There is a danger, it could be, there's some melach sdoimis that is mixed into the salt that we use. And one can get blind from it if he doesn't wash his hands. V'shahogu anefesh, there was also a maise, not washing mayim achayinim, someone got killed. So there's a chaymer in mayim achayinim. Chamiri tvei min arishayinim. So there, it means something else. There it's a chayva because of a different reason, of the tam sakon. V'yeisha roitzim loima. So others want to say, the ein levorech ad lokas ne'er, midekori lechayva. Others want to say, one does not make a broche, a ne'er chaneke, midekori lechayva. Kedamrinen, because the Gemara says in Chulin, mayim achroinim chayva, Vein tuunim broche. Mayim rishayne mitzvah en tuunim broche. So they were medayik from the word chayva, that chayva does not fall into the category of mitzvah. Vayimer Rabbeinu tam de shibushu. It's a mistake. We're speaking about rishaynim that held like this. D'loi domi lamayim achroinim. D'loi havi ela latzo lebaume. There the Gemara means that the whole reason one washes mayim achroinim is for a health purpose. So memelin it's a choiv taket to assure oneself that he should be protected from melach sdoimis. So there's no inyan of making a broche. Aval hadlokis ner hi choivo shal mitzvah sainik Shabbos. He wants to be madgish, he wants to underline that this mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos is something one cannot be mevater. This inyan of Oinik Shabbos has to exist. Moshe brings down, we see there are other inyanim of Oinik Shabbos which one could be mevater. The Gemara says, Asei Shabbat chochil val titztarech labriyis. If it involves asking for tzedakah in order to have oinik Shabbos, so you don't have to have an oinik Shabbos. I say Shabbat chochel, could have bread and water also. You'll also, about its tzarech labriyis. There's a certain oinik Shabbos that a person doesn't, if he has it, it's good. If he doesn't have it, it's eichnish gefelech. Hadlokes ner hi choyvo shal mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. Fakert, Amirav told them they made a gzere that they passed Itron because he might be mevatel this Einik Shabbos. And this Einik Shabbos, this is a chayva. This Einik Shabbos has to exist. V'kama chayvis hain de to'unim broche. And there are so many chayvis that need a broche. So here the word chayva is not a reason for not making a broche. Okay, it's just so showing the importance of the mitzvah that they even made a gzeire to assure that one should not be mevatel this mitzvah of oinik. Umasha oimer tamacher, the Rishonim gave another reason, shaloi levorech, not to make a broche. Mishum, shim hoisa mudlekes vaimedes, loi hoya tzorich lechaboisa velachzer ladlike vlelahadlikaches. The Rishonim gave another reason why one should not make a broche. Because what if there'd be a ner doilik, mi ba'oid yoin? So they held there's no necessity to extinguish this ner and to be madlik it again. And there's no necessity to be madlik a second ner. The Beis Halevi says, if we would say that this yesh oimrim held that the machloikis, Abaye and Rove is as follows, then we could really understand the Yesh Oimrim. Abaye also held there's a mitzvah of hadlokas neiris, but not al tzoinik Shabbos. So it could be that the Yesh Aimrim learned that this was the machlokas Abaye and Rove. Abaye held the reason one should be madlik ner Shabbos is a mitzvah of kovet Shabbos. So that's a kovet of Shabbos to be madlik neiris before Shabbos. So if it was madlik neiris, so there he was yaitzes chiyah. If he won't stay in the room, b'shas tesudah, v'skeik miran. The mitzvah of kovet Shabbos, he was mekayim. He was madlik aner l'kovet Shabbos. And if we would say that Rove was machadish, no, that is not the tam of hadlokis neiris. The tam of hadlokis neiris is because of oinik Shabbos. The reason isn't als kovet Shabbos. The reason is als oinik Shabbos. Is then we could very easily understand the Yesh Aimrim. So if we paskin according to Rove, that Rove was machadish that the whole purpose of hadlokis neiris is because of Oinik Shabbos. So Memele, so they held as follows. So the inyan of Oinik Shabbos is one has to be assured that at night, Bishas the Sude, there's light. So the Yesh Aimrim held, so what would the halacha be if Erev Shabbos, there are long candles burning already? So Als Oinik Shabbos, there's no necessity to extinguish them and to kindle them again. The inyan of Oinik Shabbos is one has to be assured that there should be Oinik Shabbos b'shas the achila. So then they said, Amoyre de kalom de shetayne. So what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah really is niskayim balaylo. The mitzvah is just like when one cooks one makes a good kugel. So the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos is not when you're frying the kugel. That's a hechshel. But the mitzvah is when you eat the kugel. That's the Oinik Shabbos. So the same Oinik Shabbos is when you're eating and the room is illuminated. That's your kiyum of Oinik Shabbos. No, it's impossible to have an illuminated room if someone won't be madlik neiris. So the hadlokas haner is just like the preparation of cooking the food l'kovet Shabbos. It's only a hechshel mitzvah. That is not a mitzvah. The hadlokas haner is only the hechetimtze, how one could be assured that he has einik Shabbos. So memele, if it is not a mitzvah, only a hechshel mitzvah, so one doesn't make a bracha on the hechshel mitzvah. Umar sha'imer tam acher. Shaloi levorech, mishum shim hoysam udlekes v'yemedes. They held that if the nail was burning already from before, loy hoyit zorech l'chabois of a lavzer ladliko. So he's not mechuyiv to extinguish this nail and kindle it again. Loy lahadlik acheres. So the mitzvah is that you should have a nail doluk. And the Maisa Adloke is only a Hechsher and not a Maisa HaMitzvah. Ein Nire. So Taisvis, first of all, disagrees in Lomdis. The Gabi Kisa Yadom im Kiso Haruach. The Loche, this is a mitzvah to be Mechasa, to cover the dam after Shchita. Im Kiso Haruach. What is the Haloche? If before the person had a chance to cover the dam, a wind came and blew over some dirt over the dam and covered it, pata melachasoisai, is pata. Afilu hochi, kshemachase, tzorich levorech. So that means even though we would have a kisui without his pu'ule, there's no necessity to make a kisui, Afal Pikin, when he covers the dam, he has to make a broche. V'chein noilad mol. If a child was born and he was mol already, ikel aman diyoma, dein tzorech lahatev mimeno dam bris. He's mol already. Uch shemol tanya b'shili perik abeleze demile, hamol oimer, that a mol makes a broche ala mile. So the Pashtib Shatan Taisvis is that the Rabbeinu Tam is Choylik on the Lomdis of these Yesh Aimrim. The Yesh Aimrim says that since there would be a kiyuma mitzvah without the pu'ule, so then the pu'ule does not make it a maisa ha-mitzvah, and therefore there's no necessity to make a broche. So the Rebbeinu Tam brought two rayas from kisa yadam and mila. Even though kiso a ruach without the pu'ule, or noilad mol without the pu'ule, so he's a nimol and the dam is mechuse, afal pikein, if he made that he should be a nimol, or if he made that the dam should be mechuse, you make a broche. So this lomdis of a kivin shedoluk, they said a lomdis. They said, shimhoisa mudlekes, you don't have to be madlik. So therefore, if you're madlik, you don't have to make a broche. So the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from kisa yadam, and from Mila. The Sfas Emes and the Kehilas Yaakov say, l'chayre, it's very shver, the two rayas that the Rabbeinu Tam brought. By kisa yadam, so let's say kiso haruach. If a wind came and covered the dam, so is there any kiyuma mitzvah? There's no mitzvah of kiso yadam. No one was mekayim the mitzvah. No, the halacha is the mitzvah is to be mechase dam. If the dam is mechuser ready, so you don't have the heftza of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to cover the dam. But Raya the Gemara says, what happens if it became uncovered again by Kiso HaRuach? There's a mitzvah l'chasoysoy. Kiso HaRuach is not a kiyum mitzvah. Kiso HaRuach is, in this matzev, there's no shaykhis to be mekayim the mitzvah. But if I do the mitzvah, v'ashteitzach, you make the broche. And noilad mol is zichar hazoy. Noilad mol is pshat, it is impossible to make mitzvah smilah. Not that there was a kiyum of mitzvah smila. You can't make mitzvah smila. But if a person is an oral, so there's a kiyum of mitzvah smila. Here, these yesh oimrim are coming with a different tainik. Here, the mitzvah is the oinik Shabbos, that there's a ner doluk. The maisa is not a maisa a mitzvah. The maisa is only a hechshel, that at night there should be oinik Shabbos. Therefore, one does not make a broche on a hechsher. Ubeseide Rav Amram yesh hamadlik ner b'shabes mevoich asher kitchon. No, we see from Rav Amram going that he says you do make a broche. Void nir l'rabeinu tam shimhoya haner mudlik ve'oimei shetzorich l'chabois ve'lavzir l'hadlik. The Rabbeinu Tam says, the Etzem Halacha, they tain it, if a ner is doluk, so I'm assured of Oinik Shabbos, so there's no necessity to be madlik, there's no special mitzvah to be madlik. The mitzvah is to make sure that I'll have Oinik Shabbos, so if it's burning already, I'm making sure that there's no mitzvah chiyuvis to be madlik. The Rabbeinu Tam said it is not true. Shimho yohaner mudlik va'oimid, shetzorech lechabois. One is mechuyev to extinguish the ner, v'lachzer l'hadlik. K'diyom aleh yahu sobo, u'bavad shelo yagdim, u'bavad shelo ya'acher. He says, we had learned that there's a special zman to be madlik ner Shabbos, shelo yagdim. And what is the reason shelo yagdim? So Rashi says, because if one is madlik too early, so it is not nikir that this is being done l'kovid Shabbos. So we see that if the whole inyan would be that one should be assured that there's oinik Shabbos, so what's the difference when it is kindled, when it is lit? The ikir is that by the sud it should be light. If we see there's a zman that one should be madlik to show that this was done l'kovid Shabbos, so we see there's a new mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of hadlake l'kovid Shabbos also. So al that mitzvah there should be a chiyuv broche. So the Beis Halevi says that l'chayre, if the yesh oimrim would hold that there's two mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of kovid Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Oynig Shabbos, and they would taine, let's say the covered Shabbos was taken care of. Let's say they were madlik in a different room, a room where one is not going to eat, but you were madlik le covered Shabbos. And now you have to be madlik. Someone wants to be madlik v'mokim sude. So now we'll clear a shayla. This din hadlok is only als oynik Shabbos. So then we could zikha understand the svara of the yesh oimrim, and they hold als oynik Shabbos, there's no chiv broche, because by als oynik Shabbos there's no chiv hadloke. Oynik Shabbos is only one has to make sure that it should be doluk b'shas achilosoi. So then the Rabbeinu Tam's kashis b'chlal wouldn't be shver. That what there's a din shelo yagdim, that's als kovid Shabbos. They're also moide als kovid Shabbos that there's a chiyuv hadloke. And they're speaking about in the case where the kovid Shabbos was taken care of. You were madlik in a different room. But the stimas l'shainam, it would seem that they hold you never make a broche. And it would seem that they held that that is what Rava was machadish. That Rava was machadish, that the only purpose of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is only for Oynik Shabbos, not for Kovid Shabbos. And therefore they hold, if the only purpose is only for Oynik Shabbos, therefore the Hadlok is only a Hechsher. So that is Takesh Shver, the Beis Halevi says, where did they see this in Rava? The Pashtus would be that Rava was Mechadish, there's a new Tam of Hadlokas Neiris. There's a Tam of Oynik Shabbos also, but not that this is the only Tam. Mitoich Sherei Chayra, Ve'af Al Gaf, Dineift Nami Rei Chayra, Kida Omar Ve'peiri Kame, Ho Bede Mishre, that by neft one doesn't have to clear that some will be matter because there's a bad reyach. The perik omalem amemune bolim doid neft oimrim loim doid laatzmecha is ein reichay ra kemoi itron. Itron is a greater reyacha. Now let us go back to the maise of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi was misatef b'sadinim ametzuyotzim v'doyme l'malach Hashem tzvokes v'hoyu talmidov mechabim mimenu, and the talmidim tried to hide from him kanfei ksusa. They didn't want that he should see the knafes, the corners of the begodim they were wearing. Seems they were also wearing sadinim, they were also wearing white begodim, but they didn't want him to see what they had done with the knofes. We'll see there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Al koponim Rashi says they did not put tchelis on these knofes because it was shatnes. Omo lehen bonai loikar shanisi lochem, I taught you, sadin betzitzis, Beishamai poitrin, u beisilu machayvin. Baloche kedivre beisilu. Why he realized what they were doing, and he had a time on them. Beishamai holds that a sadin is potter mitzitze, since it's shatnes. But beisilu holds that even though it is shatnes, it is mechuyev mitzitze. Baloche kedivre beisilu, and we paskin like beisilu. So why aren't you wearing trailers? And they held that one should be geyser, even though minatayre one is permitted to wear tcheiles and a beged of pishtin, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is doiche the iser of shatnis, but the chazal patterned a beged of pishtin from tcheiles als a geyser, because if he'll be wearing tcheiles, he might put in tcheilis and aksus laila, and laila is potom in atzitzis. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, mechabim mimenu kanfei ksusom, shahoyu lahem sadinim. They also were wearing white linen begodim, but she'enom mitziyotzim. Did not have tzitzis on them. We'll see Rashi means later, didn't have tcheilis. So he told them, beisham ay poitrim. אף אגב דציצס חייבי בכל תליסויס שיש לילה אדום. Rashi had a kasha. And Taisus explains what Rashi is trying to explain over here. If the machloikis beisilu and beishamai is one permitted to wear a beged shel pishtan, a beged of linen, with woolen tzitzis, if that is the machloikis beishamai and beisilu, so it should have said beishamai oisrin, beisilu matirin, beisilu machayvin. But poitrin is too powerful a lashon. It's not only it's potter from tzitzis. You're not allowed to wear this beged. So Rashi wants to for this diik of poitrin. So Rashi says that Beishamai held that tzitzis as choivas moneh, that is a chiyuv to put on tzitzis and begodim that presently you are not wearing also. As long as they're wearable begodim, there's a chiyuv to put on tzitzis. So now the shayla is, if I have a linen beged in my drawer, am I mechuyev to put tcheles on these, on this linen beged? So you can't say beishamai oisrin. What iser is there to put on tzitzis of tzemer on a linen beged as long as I'm not wearing it? So therefore it said beishamai poitrin. V'af al gav the tzitzis choyvu b'chol talisoi sheyeshlo. Yo, that is the chiddush. Even though there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis on all the begodim a person possesses, v'afilu munachim bekufsa, even if they're put away in a drawer, but hani de pishtam pturim, beishamai holds, the begodim of pishtam apotah, mishum de kloim loishor rachmone, because the Torah was not matter to wear shatnes, loidol shismuchim. The Gemara in Yevamah says, Gdilim tasalacha, then it says leisil bashatnes. So Chazal darshin smuchim, that even though there's an iser of shatnes, gdilim tasalacha, one should wear tzitzis, even though the tzitzis will make it shatnes, because the mitzvah's essay of tzitzis is doicha the leisase of klaim of shatnes. So Rashi says beishamai does not darshin this drosha. So therefore, Beishamai holds that there's no heter to wear such a beged. It's a mel, there's no chiv tzitzis, if the tzitzis will make it shatnes. But Beisilu mechayvin, the doshi smuchim. Ve'ino savri talmidov shahoyu oisrim savo. The talmidim, which disagreed with their Rebbe, they held. We agree with you. Nehei da halachik Beisilu. The halach is like Beis Hillel. V'chayovim mideraisa, and you're talking mechuyev minatoirem. Miu rabbonon gozubo, mishum ksus laila. But the rabbonon said that one should not wear a beged of linen with tcheles, mishum ksus laila. Shemo yehei, what does ksus laila mean? Shemo yehei loy ksus, shemiyuchid lelelois. There's a machlekes harishonim what ksus laila means. Shitas Rashi over here is that as follows. That a beged that is miyuchid liyoim, a beged that one wears only by day, that beged is always chayiv betzitzis. A beged that is miyuchid lalaila, a beged that one wears at night, that is potter from tzitzis. So Rashi says there was a gzeira that if a person would put on linen begodim, he'd put on tcheles. So maybe one would not be so smart and he'll put on all his begodim, he'll put on his pajamas, he'll also put on tzitzis. And they'll be wearing shatnes because aksus laila is potter from tzitzis. So there's no din of a seder chaloi sasa. Shema yeila aksus shema yuchad alaylas. V'yatul boi tzitzis. V'nimtza loivish kloim shaloi b'mokei mitzvah. The ksus laila loy mechayiv betzitzis. Ksus laila is not mechuyiv betzitzis. The chsiv ureisem oisoi, that you need a beged that when you see the tzitzis when you're wearing it. So therefore, the Talmidim held that even though min ha-toire asadin is chayiv betcheles, but the rabbonon were mafkiya the mitzvah of tcheles in order that one should not be nichshel in exus laila with the isar of shatnes. Ubi yivamis porchinon v'chi bezdin masnin lakir dovo min ha-toyre lifter es ha-chayit. And the Gemara asks us, a kashin yivamis, but if there's a chiyuv of tcheilus min ha-toyre, how could the chazal be oiker this mitzvah? Umishani sheival tasashani. And that is not called an akirif. Chazal said, don't be mekayim the mitzvah. That is bekoyach for Chazal to do. Now, l'chayre, according to Rashi, it's a halbetzore, because Rashi says, ksus yoim is a beged that's meyuchid l'yoim, and ksus laylo is a beged that's meyuchid l'laylo. This is the Shitas HaRosh that's brought down in Eir Chaim Simen Yudches. The Shitas HaRambam is that ksus yoim means kol ma sheloivish bayoim is chayiv v'tzitzis. It doesn't matter. There's no difference what type of beged it is. The difference is when he's wearing the beged. When one wears a beged by day, he can wear pajamas by day, he's chayiv v'tzitzis. One will wear a beged at night, he's potter min ha-tzitzis. He can wear a beged shol yoim. The Rambam learns that ksus yoim is a ksus that one wears by yoim, and a ksus laylo is a ksus that one wears by laylo. That's how the Rambam learned. So I hear the kasha, so according to the Rambam, l'chayra des amayra dike kasha in Rabbi Yudah bar Eloi. Rabbi Yudah bar Eloi, Rashi says, he washed himself, chitzis yadayim v'raglayim arvis leil Shabbos, he washed himself right before Shabbos, and then he went and put on Asadin. And it doesn't say he took it off right away. He was wearing it. He was wearing the Asadin, and he said, L'chadoidi, and Bochum, Kigavna, whatever you wanted. It was Laila, and he was wearing the Asadin. So L'chayre, according to the Rambam, what is the Svara, what's Taki Pshat in Rabbi Yudah bar Eloi? Rabbi Yudah bar Eloi does not hold of the Gzeire, good, but how is he permitted to wear Asadin with Tzitzit? So I found Baruch Hashem, the Chassam Sofer says that Rabbi Yudah bar Eloi held that Laila is also chayav b'tzitzis. We'll see in Tosfos there's a machlokes Tanoim in this. Rabbi Yudah, there's a machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. And we'll see Rabbi Yehuda got held that Laila is chayav b'tzitzis. So Rabbi Yudah bar Eloi is no kasha. He was able to wear tzitzis at night. The Talmidim were chayish l'shitas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that Laila loves man tzitzis, so therefore they were not matal tcheles in their sadin. Let us see Tosfos. Sadin b'tzitzis beishamai poifen. Perish b'kuntres. Beishamai loidoshi smuchim. Beishamai did not darshan smuchim. If they don't darshan smuchim, so that means there's no heter that is matter to, there is no heter to wear shatnis. So why doesn't it say oisrim? Vodoloi koma oisrim. Mishum desavri baalme klikufse chayovim betzitzis. They held that a klikufse, a kli, even though it's stored away, it's also chayov betzitzis. Vahochi ptiri. But a sadin is potter. The shaykh lemisnu behu oisrim. You can't say oisrim by a klikufse because there's no issa. Ubeseifa dahach bereise ktoni beperik atcheles. Omer Rabbi Elezer, kol hamatel tcheles besadine birishalayim eine yelo min amatmiyim. Rabbi Elezer said, a person who puts tcheilas in his sadin in Yerushalayim, einoi ela min amatmim. They look at him, mamish, he's a meshugane. Omar Rebbe, im kein, lama asru. Perish, let us see the Yerushas HaMarsha. Im kein, ki ven dahaloche ke Beis Hillel, since we paskin like Beis Hillel. And Bithilul holds that what? You say, Esedoichaloisasa, Loma Oisin Kain Shematmi in Olo. Why? What's the kasha? Given the Alochi ke Beisilu. Umishani. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Minatayre Yezinche can wear Tcheilas. Gzeire Shema Yikras Adinoi, that's an oifen that he won't be Mekayim, the mitzvah of tzitzis, and he'll be wearing shatnis. Void metaretz gzeire mishum ksus laila. Period. That is the Gemara. Upeirish Rashi b'tshuva acha. So even though Rashi over here is not so explicit, but Rashi says in the tshuva shaloi gozru el alatcheles. The whole gzeire was that one should not put tcheles in a sadit. Avol b'minoi chayiv. But to put tzitzis shel pishton in a beged shel pishton, to put linen tzitzis in a linen beged, yizich hachayit. Tcheles can only be made out of wool. So this mitzvah of tcheles, if you're a geyser, you don't know like Beisilu, you hold that even though minatayri yachayit, the rabbonin were geyser, so you don't put in tcheles. So you have lavan, you have the tzitzis the way we have, and the tzitzis are made out of linen. That's what Rashi says. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Beis, the Malach told Rav Ketine he had a tain on him. Sadine bikaita. In the summer you wear a sadin, so you don't have tzitzis in the summer. Sar belo besisve. In the winter you wear a coat which is not chayiv betzitzis. Tzitzis mata heyolev. So what's with you? You're not mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. That means there was no chiyuv, but the malach man from Rav Ketine that he's mafkiyah from himself mitzvah tzitzis. So l'chayre, according to Rashi in the tshuve, Rav Ketine held like the talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. So what did he do? He didn't put in tcheles, but he was wearing tzitzis. He wore tzitzis shel pishton. So you have to say, Haino tzitzis min hamulcho mateela. He meant to ask him, tzitzis, you're wearing lovon. But that's not the mitzvah b'shleimis. The mitzvah b'shleimis is that to have tcheles. In that you're not mekayim. That was his kash Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Avo tzitzis b'minei ha-yoise. Afilu Rav Ketine zicher had lovon. But that is the head, because there's no legitimate reason not to have love. Ubishmaite nami, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, nami hoyolam tzitzis shel minoi. They also wear tzitzis shel minoi. For hoyo machbiim mi Rabbi Yehuda, they were wearing tzitzis, l'fishoi mechayv lasis tcheles. Because he held your mechuyiv to make tcheles. V'hoyo sova, he was under the impression, sho'oisin kevei shamei midiraisi. That they hold like Beishamai, that min ha-toire one is potter from tcheles, because you don't darshan smuchim. That's why he had a tain on them. Aber ve'inu sova, and they held, afilu le-beisilu, losu mid-rabbonon, mishum ksus laivo. That is how Rashi learned pshat na-gemore, so the whole pilpul was on the mitzvah of tcheles. The kosheleri, the beperek atcheles mahada laasuye de tzitzis chayves talisu. So now, the Ri wants to take apart everything that Rashi had said. Rashi had a kasha of poitrim. What is pshat poitrim? He should have said oisrim. So Rashi said that poitrim means because they hold that kli kufses chayev betzitzis. So the Ri asks, the Gemara searches la'asuye to find the tzitzis chayves talis. Who holds that tzitzis is chayves talis? And the only one of the tanoim they could find mechsidim arishayim mishaoge bebeged gimul hay matilam by tzitzis v'dochilo. The only mekayer that we could see that tzitzis is chayves talis is from the chsidim arishayim, and the Gemara says it's not raya from them. According to Rashi, we have an often tane. Beishamai holds klal that tzitzis is chayves mona, chayves kufse. Fakel Taisva says in a note that Beisilu doesn't disagree with this. So we have often a tanoim that hold that tzitzis are chayves mona.
Ba'oid, the Bahag Paisik, the Chayv is Gabru. According to Rashi, it comes out, Sai Be Shammai and Sai Be Silul hold, Chayv is Mone. We see the Bahag Paskins, the Chayv is Gabru, Midam of Ochinel, his Atef Betzitzis. Paisis, the Chayv is, when one puts on Tzitzis, then there's a Chayv of Tzitzis. Ba'oid, another Kash. Tamrina beperi kama de yevomis gabi kloin betzitzis da filu man de loy dorish smuchin baalme be mishne teure dorish that a filu the man de yomar that does not darshan if they have two psukim together he does not darshan smuchin but the mishne teure and the vorem he does darshan ve eich yitochen loy mar de be shamay loy dorish smuchin ba oid The Rav Amron Goyim Poisike Beishamai Beshisha Dvorim. Rav Amron Goyim Paskins according to Beishamai in six cases, V'choshev Hach Bavayu. So come out, Rav Amron Goyim holds that you don't say, Esedoy Chaloisase. V'oid Amai Nokat Sadin Betzitzis. Havalei Leminkat Kloyim Betzitzis. The whole Shaila is not of a Sadin Ischayim Betzitzis. A sadden is chayiv betzitzis. She make linen tzitzis. The whole shaila is, do you put chaylas in the sadden? So the Gemara should have said, not sadden betzitzis, kloyim betzitzis. V'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, because of all these kashes, the Rabbeinu Tam is a new mahalach in our Gemara. The kuli almi, one is permitted to wear, to put chaylas in a beged of pishtin. Ubeishamai potri, now what it says, Beishamai potri, midarabonon, they patted midarabonon mishum ksus lailo. Beishamai patted midarabonon mishum ksus lailo. Oi mishum shemo yikoreya. U potri afilo miminoi. And the chash was, they were geyser, that if he'll put tzitzis in a sadin, he might come to put chaylus in the sadin. So they patterned it from tzitzis completely. Midiktoni sadin betzitzis, v'loiktoni sadin betcheles. It didn't say sadin betcheles, what it did, it said sadin betzitzis. So it comes out, this gzeire that Baby Shammai also was moide min ha-toire, one is permitted to put chaylus in, no midarabonon, they patterned the beged even from lovam. They patterned it from tzitzis of pishtun. And that's where they were medayik sadin betzitzis, not sadin betchaylus. Kedi omar rabbi lezer berab tzodi kolamatul chaylus besadinoi. The Gemara says, right, the Braisa said, omar rabbi lezer kolamatul chaylus besadinoi b'Yerushalayim. Einoi elo mina matmid. If a person wears tcheles, he's mina matmid. Ubeis hilu, mechaivin afilu tcheles. Beis hilu holds that there was no gzeira whatsoever. The less luhu hanu gzeiris de beishamai. They do not hold of the gzeira of beishamai. So that is the machloikis. So the Rabbein Tam learned that everyone holds mina teire, that a sadin shall pishton is chayiv betchelus. The machloikis is, were the rabbonon geyser. Beishamai holds the rabbonon were geyser, and they said, you don't wear any tzitzis, you don't even put in pishton. And Beis Hillel don't hold of the gzeire. Uch Beishamai kaimolon. Kedemuchach beseifa dahach bereise. We talk a paskin like Beishamai. How is Rabbi Leza? Kolamatol tcheles besadini b'shalim ein elamine metmiyim. No one does it. V'hash deniche d'rav ketine shaloi hoye loy tzitzis klal. So if you count la loche, we paskin like Rabbi Leza, and we hold, taki here, we hold like Beishamai, that your potter afilu from Lovon also. So memele, so now v'hash deniche d'rav ketine shaloi loy tzitzis klal. He didn't wear tzitzis at all. So that's why the Malach had a tiny to him. Sadine bekaito, tzitzis mata hei oleo. You never mekaim the mitzvah of tzitzis because he didn't even put love on. וכן תלמידו של רבי יהודה לא יהיה להם כלל ציציס, דסברי כבי שמה. That is שיטס על רבינו תם. Now the Rishonim ask, מאיר דיקי קשה, from the Gemara, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that the machlokes Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel was, Beis Shammai held you were geyser, and Beis Hillel held you weren't geyser. So how do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara says, Loi kach shonisi lachem, I taught you, sadim betzitzis Beis Shammai poitrim, or Beis Hillel mechayvim, v'aloche kedivrei Beis Hillel, I taught you this. So what did he tell them? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, he told them, listen, there's a machloikis if you're goyzer and if you're not goyzer. V'alochi kedivrei Beis Hillel. So what should the Gemara have said? V'inu sovri, halochi kebei shamai. The Gemara says, inu sovri, gzeire mishum ksus laila. Good morning. That's, that, the Gemara would seem that this is a nusvar. According to Rashi, it's very good, the Loshna Gemara. He was speaking about the machloikis the Eraisa. Beis Shammai holds him in a teiret spot of him trailers, and the Rabbanon holds, and the Beis Hillel holds, it's mechui betchers, ve'inu sovri, but you should ask her als gzere. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that was the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai were geyser, and Beis Hillel weren't geyser. And he says, I told you, alochi kedivrei Beis Hillel. Ve'inu sovri, and they held gzere mishum ksus laila. I mean, that's that, we're just speaking about that. I told you, alochi kedivrei Beis Hillel. Ve'inu sovri, alochi kedivrei Beis Shammai. The Loshna Gemara is very schwer according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Chaydish Ha'oviv wants to answer that he held that they were Goyzer, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi held that they were Goyzer, Sadin, not because of Ksus Laila. He held they were Goyzer, Shema Yikorea, maybe the Beged might tear. And he held that's a milsa de loy shchicha that the beggar should tear. And fakelt, al tksus laila, he held tksus laila's chayiv. So memela, that's why he told them alochi kebeis hillel, because there's no legitimate reason to be geyser. V'inu sovri, they held gzeire mishum ksus laila. That means they learned different pshat in Beis Shammai. Not the way you learned pshat in Beis Shammai that the Tamas al gzeire shema yikoreya. They learned pshat in Beis Shammai is gzeire mishum ksus laila. Gzeira mishum ksus laila, zuktaisves, midinoket stome de shas hai taime. The Gemara said this reason, vloinoket taimo shema yikareya, mashme de kaimulon kerabshimin, the poite ksus laila bepere katrela. So by this halacha, we hold like rabshimin, that ksus laila stake pota. Remashme bepere beis de broches, the oma bemarove, they did not say the parsha of tzitzis at night. Ela maschil and daber al bnei Yisrael. And then they skipped over the whole parsha because Laila loves man tzitzis. That means we hold that the ksus Laila's potem in that tzitzis. On the rabbayik, even the inu maschilun and anami maschalinun. They started the parsha, but also started the parsha. They given the maschalinun, my seminon. So, Abai also didn't say that Laila loves man tzitzis. No, Abai said there's a reason we should say the parsha. Mashma de moide kulu, the aim mitzvah tzitzis b'Laila. O lekach, and therefore, noshim pturis mina tzitzis. So therefore, if Laila loves man tzitzis, so it's a mitzvah to say she has man grome, so it's a mitzvah to say she has man grome, so noshim apot mina tzitzis. V'Rav Yehuda v'Rav Amram da v'Rami tchelte v'Pirzume de Inshi Beisei ba'Tchelus. We find Rav Yehuda did put Tchelus in the begodim of his wives. Bekame de Sukke mishum de Sovri v'Ave Mitzvah Sesi Shaloi Asman Groma. They held Take that Laila's man sits. Lekame long kevasayu. Domash mishem davko yoisim v'lo yacherim. They come at the Kedushin, Tono Rabbonon, Mitzvah Sesesh, Asman Grome, Shofar, Belulev, Sukkah, V'Tzitzis. So we see Take, Tzitzis is Take a Mitzvah Sesei, Shazman Grome, and Laila loves Man Tzitzis. I skipped a Shura in the previous Taisvis. V'aymer Rabbeinu Tam, v'ein lasais talisai shel pishton. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, l'alocha we paskin like Beisilu, that a beged of pishton is potter even of lovons. You don't put any tzitzis whatsoever. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam said, "Ein lasis talisa shel pishton." One should not make a talis out of pishton. The lasis by tzitzis. Afilu minai. The chibei shamai came along. The potri. Amevorech bracha levatol. And if a person will make a talis of pishton and will put tzitzis in it, he should know he's making a bracha levatol, because the halacha we paskin according to Beis Shammai that they were oiker the mitzvah tzitzis from a beged of pishton. La halacha, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Yirei Shemayim should not wear a talish on pishton to be chayish for the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. But the Ramah says, Me'ikar Adin, we paskin like Rashi, that a beged shel pishton is chayiv, betzitzis shel pishton, and one can make a bracha. Zot the Gemara weiter. Batiznach mishalom nafshi noshisi toive. Yirmiyah said this with the golos. He was in a matzev that he was not in the matzev of shalom in noshisi toive. Mai v'tiznach mishalom nafshi. Omar avabo zu hadlokes ner b'shabes. This is hadlokes ner b'shabes. Noshisi toive, omar avirmiye zu beis hamelchitz. Rabchiye bar abe, omar rabiyoichenin, zu rechitzes yodayim v'raglayim v'chamen. That is the toive that Yirmiye didn't have in Golis. Yitzchak Nafcha Omar, Zumite Noe, Vekelim Noim Sheoleo. Rabbi Abba Omar, Zumita Mutzas, Veishe Mekushetes, Letalmide Chachomim. So let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Hadlokes Ner Beshabbos, Shloi Hoyoloi, Mima Lahadlik. Ubemokoim She'ein Ner, Ein shalom shahoylech v'nichshal v'hoylech ba'afeila. So there's no shalom. So Ramosha wants to be medayik. It's very interesting. Here Rashi says the maila of shalom is the maila of ner Shabbos is ein shalom shahoylech v'nichshal v'hoylech ba'afeila. Rashi daf chav gimel amet bei says v'tiznach mishalom nafshi. So adlokis ner b'shabes shebnei beisay mitztarim leishev b'choyshech. And here before Rava said choyve kovet shabesu shein suda cheshuva ela b'mokim et ner oyer kein yemomim. So it seems that there's two inyonim. There's one inyon of shalom, but tiznach mi shalom nafshi, and that Ramosha tainis. So that is not this din of kovet shabes. But Rava was machadish as a chayve. That's a din of shalom, that one should not find themselves in complete darkness. That's a din of shalom. He wants the taine, and for that ner Shabbos is doiche ner Chanukah. But if he hears, if that is taken care of, als the din kovet Shabbos, could be als kovet Shabbos, it's not doiche ner Chanukah. The Gemara says, mishim shalom bayis. That means there's another. According to Rashi, Rava was mechadish, there's a din, could be this is called Einik Shabbos, or this is called Shalom, and this is, that's what is nach Mishalom Nafshi. Rava was mechadish, there's a new din of Kovet Shabbos, that the Ner, the Suda should be a Suda Cheshuva. Rababa Omar, Zumita Mutzas, what is called Noshisi Toiva, Mita Mutzas v'ishe mekushetes l'talmidei chachomim. The Rashba says that ishe mekushetes means a ishe misukenes, balas maisim toivim, like it says k'shoit atzmecha, v'achakach k'shoit acherim. Mekushetes means in ruchni is mekushetes. That's what the Rashba says. the Ben Yoyodo wants to say Pshat in the Gemara that Rabbi is speaking about the mitzvah of Oino Beleil Shabbos. And he says that is the toive for a Talmud Chochem. Noshisi toive. So he says, why are we speaking dafke about a Talmud Chochem? Because a Talmud Chochem, the Gemara says, Oinis Talmud Chochem is Mileil Shabbos Leleil Shabbos. A whole week he is Poirish Me Ishtoi. So therefore, when it comes Shabbos, it's a Gevaldika Oinik, it's a Gevaldika Toive for him. Masha Enkein, a person who is not a Talmud Chochem, so he's not Poirish Me Ishtoi Bimea Shavua. So Mamela, this isn't called Toiva. This was the Toiva of Shabbos that Yirmiyah said, Noshisi Toiva. So this is Davke by Talmidei Chachamim. Tono Rabbonon, Ezel Oshir, Kol Sheyesh Loi Nachas Ruach Ba'oshroi. Divrei Rab Meir. So Rashi learns Pshat, Ezel Oshir, Nafke Mino, Lemitrach Lahadure Yamilse. Samer de Kerashi, the going says it's a pella. But Rashi says there's an afkemina lemitrach ladure yamilse. When does Ashiris stop? What should one be mishtadl? Like the Yaivet says over here, the Pasuk says al tiyage lahashir. You shouldn't mutchezich too much for Ashiris. So he says, it's never too much. Yesh loimone loitzim osayim. You have to draw a boundary. So the Gemara is telling us, Eze Osher, as I feel, this doesn't go into the Issa, Al Tiyaga Lahashir. Nakmino Lemitrach, we see Chaim Shaloisha Bechoveit. So the Shail is, but when is it Ashiris that one should be Mishtadl, and when is it overboard? So Rameya says, Ko sheyesh loy nachas ruach ba'oshroi. Rashi says, sameach bechelke. If he's a sameach bechelke, that's the osher, eiz osher, a sameach bechelke, you don't need more than that. Im ma'at im rav. That's as long as it's enough that you're sameach bechelke, that is enough. The Maritz Chayis brings down that Rab Meir was a Noah Deirish, a Noah Mekayim. Rab Meir, the Gemara says he divided his nechosim in three chalokim. One chalik for his necessities, the other chalik for begodim, and the third chalik was he gave for tzedakah. And he didn't make too much either, he was a sefer. So al kaponim, he says, Rameya spoke from experience. He felt he was an osher, sameach bechelkoi. That is the Ashiris. Reb Talfin Oimer, Kol sheyesh loy kuf kromim umeya sodeis vekuf avodim sheoivdim behem. So the Maritz Chayis says, Rabbi Tafan also spoke from experience. Rabbi Tafan was an oisher take, an oisher b'mloy muvan amila. Kuf kromim, kuf sodeis, kuf avodim. Agavuch, what's the cheshbon of 100? So the Ben Yehuda wants to say, there's two types of ashiris. There's an Ashiris that's bo min hamazel. That's not a mailer. Ashiris amiti is birchas Hashem hitashir. That's the Ashiris. By Yitzchok Avinu we find, it says in the Posig, Vayizra Yitzchok ba'oretz ahi, vayimtzo b'shon ahi, meyo sha'orim vayivorcheyu Hashem. We see somehow, I'm not understanding the oimek advorim, but Birchas Hashem is when it's multiplied times 100. That's Birchas Hashem. So Mamela, that's why Rav Tarfon said, Kuf Kramim, Kuf Sodis, Kuf Avodim. The Goyin in Mishlei says that Rav Tarfon is speaking about another Ashiris. He's speaking about a Ruchni Yistika Ashiris. The Pasuk says, Lechu Lachmu Belachmi Yishisu Biyayin Masochti. Lachmi goes on the Halochis, and the Drushei Teure, In Yayim goes on the Agodis Chazal, which Asher Bohem Genuzim Kol HaSoidis. Soidis HaToyre are Gonuz in the Agodis. Therefore, that is called Yayim. Yayim is Gematri Yesod. So he brings a Tesefta. The Tesefta says, Kol ha-shoyne me'ah ha-lochis b'chol yoyim. Ni-shoyne me'ah ha-godis b'chol yoyim. And so me'ah kromim is going, and yayim, me'ah ha-godis. Sodis is going, and 100 ha-lochis. Me'ah vodim is me'ah mitzvah, shehem me'ah brochis. That is an emes ha-ashiris. He wasn't mistapik with a daf yoimi. Kuf alochis, kuf agodis, and then kuf mitzvahs, kuf broches, is that it? That's an ashiris. That's how the goyim learns pshat from the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva oimer kol sheyesh loy isha noe b'maisim. The Maritz Chai says Rabbi Kiva also spoke from experience. That was his ashiris. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Kol Sheyesh Loi Beis Hakisei Samach L'Shulchana. That is an Ashiris, because if he doesn't have this, so it's poshet, he can get sick. So what's hotter from the ganze Ashiris? Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar Yomer Ein Madlikin B'Tzori. My time. What is the reason that tzori isn't good? Omar Rabbe mitoich shereichoi noidev. There's a very enticing odor. Gzeira shema yistapik mimenu. So he might go and take some of the shemen that is burning and he'll smear himself with it. And what's wrong with that? So Rashi says, Shema yistapik mimenu, the tanya b'teisefta, hanoisin shemen laner, if a person adds oil, he adds fuel to a ner. Chayiv mishum mavir. So he's chayiv alts mavir. Va mistapik chayiv mishum mechabe, b'meseches beye b'gmore diyonte. That would, if a person takes some shemen out of the ner, he's chayiv alts mechabe. So there's a machloikis, taisvis, and the rosh, what the kibuy is. Taisvis learns pshat that when one takes out some of the oil from the ner, so the flame that is burning becomes duller by taking out the shemen, so there is not so much fuel that is feeding the ner, either b'shas maise or maybe b'chlal, and therefore, so since this dullen, the ner, the flame becomes duller than it was before. So that is called kibuy, even though the ner is not extinguished completely. But mikzas kibuy is also called a kibuy. That's how Taisvis learns. The Rosh learns that the kibuy is that since this fuel was burning, and if I wouldn't take it out, let's say it would burn for an hour, and now by taking it out, it'll only burn for 3/4 of an hour, so that is called a kibuy d'oraisa, taking away the fuel that is already burning, and shortening the time of that what it was burning is called mechabe. That's what the Rosh says, a kibuy d'oraisa. So al kaponim, so Rab Shimon ben Elozar said that tzori is also, so Rabbi said this is the reason. Omalei abaye leima mar mipnei shehu oth. Why do you give this reason? Say, because the tzori, what does Rashi say, shu off? It flies. V'nidbak b'koisolei habayis, it seems, used to spritz on the koisol habayis, u'madlik es habayis, and it was a very flammable oil, and it would burn down the house. So he says, chode v'oid koma, chode v'imnei shu off, v'oid, so the Rishonim say, even the case, when he would add something to the oil that it would not be off, gzeira shema yistapik mimeno. There's another gzeira. Now the Gemara tells a very gruesome story. Yahi chamse tahavas niyelo lekalosa. There was a mother-in-law that hated the daughter-in-law. Amra lo zili kashid b'mishchid defarsimet. She go and shmir yourself b'mishchid defarsimet. Ozli kashid. No, the daughter-in-law listened to the mother-in-law. Ki also amrola zil itli shrage, you should be madly kaner ozli isli shrage infach banure va'ochlasa, and she was burned from the flames. Al kaponim, we see this inyan that's a very flammable oil. Chamso chamoisa itli shrage hadli kesaner zuktoisves v'leima mar mipnei shehuav. V'yebol al mamaynoi. That means kubit is also osar in Shabbos. Why do you say the reason is Shema Yistapek? If things will catch on fire, he'll be bol, he'll become fatumult, v'yovei l'chabois. Taimos, Taisis asks, v'havel l'meimah afilu b'chayl nami litza. K'dama l'kamon, da'im adlikin b'neif t'lov, and afilu b'chayl b'nei shuhuov. My dafke b'shabbos. Chodav oit koma, v'kosho l'ri, v'sanya b'somoch, ha'tzori ein elas rov, me'atze yaktov, Mash medatam levishen and nimshach acher apsila. The Gemara seems later there's a poshetatam that is not nimshach acher apsila. So why do you need these timing? Mahutzrich labada is hatam midaitoi. So the Sam Sefer and the Sfas Emes answer that there is a nafkamina. The nafkamina is we learned in the Taisvas Yeshonim in the beginning of Amem Adlikin. The person will be madlik, a good ner. So then it doesn't matter if there'll be the other neir is also burning. So that's the nafkamin. Als the reason of Shemo, Sheini, Nimshachach, Apsila, if you'll be mad like another neir, that's sufficient. Therefore they had to give to other timim, Asrecha, Neidev, and Hu'ov.